What was that like when you finally arrived in Minnesota and you were getting off the plane? Can you talk a little bit about, you know, the emotions of it and who was there?
When we landed on at the airport, you know, there was a group of Tibetans welcoming us with tea and snacks, and they even sang a song for us. And assuming the leadership of the group, you know, who came together, also thanked them for all that they have done to us. And then we all separated to our host families, and my host family was in Stillwater. So, well, it was very tough. It was very tough. From South India to North India, how many times I had gone there for meetings, for conferences, for 2 weeks or sometimes 20 days. But then coming from India to the United States was totally different. And it was all because of the thinking. I really felt for the first time that I was away from my family, and I really missed them so much. I still remember the time when Ketu wrote me his first letter, and I read the letter and I just wept myself. It was just terrible, you know. It was, and well, we all went every year to India, I mean, India for vacation. Every year during winter we went to India. So it was very tough, very challenging. But then people over here were very supportive. And another thing is that we all, after 3 months stay with the host families, we made it a condition that we come out because we wanted to stand on our own feet. And when we moved out, then you chose your roommates, you know, your Dobzangs in Tibetan, who live together. So we were four friends. We just chose ourselves. So I was with three other friends, and that was good. You know, although your family is far away, you are with a group of people with whom you share a lot of common things.